بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاقيموا الصلاه واتوا الزكاه واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, with the tawfiq and the karam and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave us the opportunity to listen to the 17 juz of the Holy Quran in Salatul Taraweeh today, in which two surahs were recited, Suratul Anbiya and Suratul Hajj. And this verse that I recited is the last verse of the Surah Hajj, the last rakat, the last verse that we heard. Allah says, establish salah and discharge your zakat and wa'tasimu billah, and cling unto Allah. Hold firmly unto Allah. Huwa mawlaakum. He is your mawla. Mawla in Arabic simply means He is your master. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى. Allah is an excellent master. وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. Allah is an excellent master, protector, guardian. وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. And an excellent or the best helper. There is nobody better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can protect us. There is nobody better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can help us. Allah is ni'ma al-mawla wa ni'ma al-nasir. And this is a lesson not only for tonight, but for the rest of our lives. We have to cling onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hold onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our mawla. Mawla, now we say. Our master. In Arabic, the word mawla is used for a master and slave relationship also. The word mawla has many other meanings. But here specifically, Allah is our guardian. We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suratul Anbiya, Anbiya means the messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about several Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and the incident of when he was being thrown into the fire has been very briefly mentioned in the surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, because he called towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he gave them da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his own family members had rejected him, his uncle or his father, and his entire people of the village had rejected him. And finally, you know the incident of the idols, how he broke those idols, and they decided to throw him into the fire. قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ. Burn him. وَانْصُرُوا آلِيَتَكُمْ. And help your gods, your idols. إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. If you really want to do it. What did Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam do? As he's been thrown into the fire, in different narration it has been mentioned that the angels began to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commanded one angel of the fourth sky that go and save and see what my Khalil is saying. Go try and assist him. And he comes to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm ready to help you. He says, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. He is the best protector. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam shows us that we should have our firm reliance and tawakkul on our real mawla, and there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine assistance comes when Allah says, Ya naru kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, become cool and peaceful on Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. It did not become so cold that Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam began to freeze. No. But it was salam for him. It protected Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Allah subhanahu speaks about Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Lut alayhi salatu salam. Allah speaks about Nuh alayhi salatu salam. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلِ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. And this is one word that we all ought to remember. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Nuh alayhi salatu salam when he cried to Allah. He supplicated. Remember 1,500 years of such a long period duration of years, Nuh alayhi salatu salam, he called his people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave them da'wat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah Nuh, entire surah Nuh alayhi salatu salam, he cried to them, Laylan wa nahara. day and night, day and night. Oh, my people, believe in Allah. Leave worshipping everything else besides Allah. Believe in Allah. Accept Allah as your Rabb. But just a handful had accepted Iman. Plus minus 80 people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroyed the people of Nuh. And prior to that, they had troubled and persecuted the believers. They persecuted Nuh alayhi salam. They should taunt at him. They should mock at him, ridicule him, harm him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, some commentators say, it either refers to Nabi sallam himself, and others have said it is a reference to Nuh alayhi salam, when Nabi sallam says that it is as though I can picture a Nabi of the Anbiya whose people hit him, ضَرَبُوهُ فَأَدْمَوْهُ, and they made him bleed. وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الدَّمَ عَنْ وَجِّهِ, and this Nabi, with so much of forbearance and patience, began to wipe off the blood from his face. He did not want that blood to fall onto the ground, because if that blood of the Nabi who was being persecuted by his people, beaten by his people, had to fall on the ground, Allah's azab will come instantly and destroy those people. This Nabi, so much of shafqat, that he did not want his people to be destroyed. Most shura have said it refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some have said it could even be referring to Nuh alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, Nuh alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persecuted, not for one or two days, for years. And finally, when he cannot take it any longer, then he supplicates. And he says, Allah, do not leave besides a believing dweller in this world. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Now we answered his dua. And that is the lesson. No matter what distress, what calamity, what pain, what suffering, what illness, what financial loss, any one of us has to undergo. Of course, Allah protect us, Allah bless us with afiyat. But whatever the problem is, it seems as though all doors are shut. It seems as though disasters and calamities are pounding upon us and it's just happening to me, this one after the other. No. Turn to Allah. Turn to Allah. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answered him. I cannot go into the details of this word, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. The very similar words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out unto all of us. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي. Allah says, call to me, ask me. Make dua to me, supplicate to me. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. I will respond to your dua. Remember, I mentioned many times previously, and of course it's going to be repetition. These are lessons that all of us have to listen to, but sometimes it happens that the month of Ramadan, because our hearts are more connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we will receive this more easily and understand these lessons more easily. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not fixed by a certain time, certain date, certain hour, certain month, certain year that He has to answer your particular dua and give it to you then. No. He knows best when to give it to you, what to give you, how to give you, how much to give you, if He wishes to give you. Allah definitely answers your dua. We raised our hands. Ya Allah, save me from this particular sickness. Person is making dua and he continues making dua, but still nothing happens. In fact, sometimes his sickness becomes more intense. And we see the very same thing has been mentioned in tonight's Taraweeh. Wa ayyuba idh nada rabbahu anni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. Mufassirin say 7 years. Most commentators say, 7 years. Ayyub alayhi salatu salam is suffering a disease that has gone to every single pore of his body besides his qalb, besides his heart, and besides his lisan, his tongue. Head to toe, he's covered with a sickness. Terrible sickness. His whole skin becomes affected. Body is in pain. And prior to that loss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away his children. Lost all his children. Some of us didn't see 7 daughters, 7 sons. Plus all his belongings, whatever possessions he had. Allah blessed him with abundant wealth, everything was gone. Children are lost, have passed on. Wealth is destroyed. And now a bodily disease. But we talk about Sabru Ayyub. It has become an example. When we talk about Sabr, we talk about the Sabr of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Other people of his family and the town did not want to see him and come near him anymore. So he was taken near the garbage dump. Nabi of Allah. Was Allah not watching? Did Allah not know what he was doing? Remember, we can, Quran, today is Tarawih. Every single ayat, so beautiful. لا يسألوا عما يفعلوا وهم يسألون. I'm giving these short pieces of advice because of the type of questions that come. And people begin to ask certain questions which human beings do ask. And sometimes we all have these questions that come to our mind. But when we begin to entertain these questions too much and we are not given a good and simple answer, then many times it can lead us towards kufr. Remember this golden rule. Allah created us. He is our Mawla. Best of protectors. Allah loves us. But Allah can never be questioned. La yus'alu amma yaf'al. Allah will never be questioned. Allah can never be questioned as to whatever He does. Wa hum people yus'alun. You and I, we will be asked on the day of Qiyamah, why you did this? Why didn't you do this? So we are the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the slaves, the bondsmen, bondswomen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are answerable to Allah. Allah is not answerable to us. Is your father answerable to you? You're a little child of your father. Even if you are big, your father tells you anything, you will listen. My father told me this. Finish. Are you answerable to your father or is your father answerable to you? And Allah, can we ever point a finger towards Allah? Why? When? Why? Who? No, never. Allah is full of hikmat, hakim. And He is hakim. He does things out of His infinite wisdom, which I mentioned previously also, that you and I can never fathom and understand. We can never understand and comprehend the wisdom of Allah. It is too beautiful, too unique. So Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, his wife, she was the only person. And this is a lesson for our mothers, our sisters, our wives. Allah give them barakat and afiyat. They do make our khidmat. May Allah bless them. Allah protect us from any type of deadly disease. But she stood by her husband. She never abandoned him. She used to look after him. And after many years, she tells Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, you have been suffering so much. Why don't you make dua to Allah? Allah removes the sickness. And the answer he gives, he says, for more than 70 years, Allah gave me a good life, a healthy body, a sound mind. And just for 7 years of sabr, I must complain to Allah. Nonetheless, he continues in this condition until finally, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبُّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ ضُرْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Those who have got some sickness could read this ayat also. Anni masaniya dur. Wallah, dur means difficulty, pain, suffering. Has affected me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, fastajabna lahu. Again, fastajabna. We answered him. Fakashafna ma bihi min dur. We removed completely all the sickness that he was suffering. In some other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to stamp his foot onto the ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes to bathe in the river. And Allah gave him complete shifa. To such an extent that that body and the skin that had been affected was now restored with pure good skin. And he became even more handsome than before. So handsome as though nothing ever afflicted him. His wife was gone out. Just to earn some living, she used to go to the homes of people and make the khidmat and get some money. That's how they survive. And when she returns to him, she sees a stranger there. So she looks down. Now she is looking for Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. He does not even recognize her husband. And she tells him, where is my husband?
And he begins to talk to her. She's answering, but she's more worried about you. But he said, look at me, I'm you. She says, no. He says, Allah has restored my health, has given me even a better body. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him back his 7 daughters and 7 sons. Tafsir Ibn Kathir has got it very clear. Allah gave him life again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him another 14 children. Allah gave him back all the wealth and much more. Tests come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah answers, He opens the floodgates of His mercy. Don't ask for any bala. Ask for afiyat. One sahabi was shaking out of, he had some fever, heavy fever. Rabbi said, what is it? Did you make any dua? He said, yes. I asked Allah for sabr. He said, never ask Allah for sabr. Ask Allah for afiyat. But when a person is afflicted with any calamity, then we have to have patience, fortitude, never complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go through that sabr. Remember, Allah is not bound to time, that the moment you make dua, you are expected, or you expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah must give you that thing immediately, never. So as I said, Allah sometimes, the thing that you ask for, He does not give you that particular thing. Because there is something else better that Allah wants to give you. So that particular thing that you ask for, is not given to you. Sometimes a bala, a musibah was going to affect you, and because of the dua that you made for some good, something you asked, probably for a car or a house, but some heavy musibah was going to affect you, probably some thieves were going to go into your house and kill you and your entire family, because you made dua for a house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so as to say, use this particular dua that you made for a house in lieu of that calamity which Allah removes. Now you and I do not know what is going to happen. So many times, some sadaqah you give in the path of Allah. That little sadaqah that you gave, Allah actually uses that for us to remove some bala that is going to come. Allah is so kind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes does not give you anything in this world, and some musibat is not removed, but that dua that you made in this world is stored as provision, as sawab for you in the akhirat. And that you'll only realize when you go to the akhirat. Ya Allah, so much of blessings from where? He says, you made dua in the world, and I did not grant you that particular thing, and I saved it for you. A person will wish then he made more and more dua, and his dua was not answered in the world, and stored for you in the akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا. Beg and beg. When Allah loves a person, Allah tests him. They say, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاء ثُمَّ الصَّالِحُونَ ثُمَّ الْأَوَّلْ فَالْأَوَّلْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The people who are tested the most are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The life of Rasulullah s.a.w. full of tests. Physical torture, physical persecution. So much of other taklif he got. But he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more closer you are to Allah, the more you are going to be tested. And then the salih or the pious ones. Then people like that and continues. So فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks even about وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in a place called Ninwa, and he called his people towards Allah subhanahu. They just rejected him. The entire qawm rejected him. And he cried and he begged and he continued tirelessly until finally he became angry. So he on his own accord, without waiting for instructions from Allah, he fled from his people. He was frustrated. He gave up. So he boards a ship. And as he boards the ship, some of the people recognize him as a good person. But that ship now was caught in a storm. And it was a well-known fact at that time, whenever a thing like this would happen, then there was some person in that ship who had done something wrong. So they decided that, they asked, is there some person amongst us who has done something wrong? He must be thrown off the boat, off the ship. So Yunus alayhi salatu salam, he realized his error. And he said, yes, me. They said, no, can't be. Let's draw lots, hoping that somebody else's name might come out. And each time they drew lots, it was his name. So finally he is thrown off the ship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands a huge fish to swallow Yunus alayhi salam without harming, without injuring his body. The command of Allah. وَذَنُّونِ إِذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. And Yunus alayhi salam thought that we will not straighten his life. We will not narrow his life after he left angrily. He was frustrated. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Now the ship is in the sea, in the darkness of the sea. Yunus alayhi salam, so now he makes a dua. And this dua is known as dua ul karb. Dua at the time of suffering. Believe me, the hadith of Rasulullah emphasizes so much on this particular dua. All of us know it. Make it a part of our lives that we recite this dua always, and especially when we are afflicted with any type of disaster. Allah ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa anta. Wallah, there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides you. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. You are free from all blemishes, deficiencies, faults. You've got no shortcomings, no weaknesses whatsoever. Inni kuntu minal zalimin. I was the wrongdoer. In the meantime, while Yunus alayhi salam is making this dua, his people who he had warned of Allah's azab coming within 3 days. They had seen some signs of some punishment and they immediately made tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Illa qawma Yunus. Lamma amanu. They brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they brought iman, Allah removed. Allah did not send down any punishment. Yunus alayhi salam realizes no punishment came to them. Now he is worried. There were no punishment came to my people and I promised them within 3 days Allah's azab is going to come. Now I'll be making myself a fool. So how am I going to go back to my people? So some commentators say that because of this particular reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him go through this type of difficulty. That when his people brought iman, now he should not be ashamed of going back to his people. Some commentators have mentioned this as well. Nonetheless, Yunus as he goes back to his people, the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his people had brought iman, and Allah had removed that azab. The point again here tonight is, Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, every single Nabi of Allah subhanahu, Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Allah ta'ala saved Nuh and his people, Allah has sent a flood, and first Allah had commanded him to build an ark, and people said on land he's building an ark, how foolish he is. They began to taunt at him. And from his 4 sons, one had rejected him. And his wife also did not believe in him. And as the floods came, so what did the son say? He climbed onto the highest mountain. Nuh alayhi salam is shouting to his son, oh my son, listen to me. Bring iman in Allah. Qala sa'awi ila jabali ya'simuni min al-ma. He says, I will climb a mountain that will protect me and save me from the floods. Allah says, la asim. There is no protector against the azab of Allah. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah ta'ala has mercy upon. Nobody can protect besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So trust, reliance is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat and supplicate. And these are the days of dua. Sometimes collective dua will take place. Sometimes individual duas. You alone at home, few minutes, raise your hands and beg and beg and beg and beg and beg. That is the only thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He will open the door, then we will see such blessings, such barakats from unseen sources. So whatever the misery is, whatever the pain, physical pain, financial pain, whatever loss it is, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many other verses where Allah talks about taqwa, Allah talks about the day of qiyamah, surah al-had, the beginning verses, ya ayyuha nasu taqu rabbakum. So in these beautiful days of Ramadan, in the hadith Rasulullah has mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Baghi al-Khayr, where is the seeker of good? Where is the seeker of good? Where is the person begging from me? I'm ready to give him what he wants. So instead of wasting half the month of Ramadan, he's gone. The next half, if we have not done our ibadat correctly, or we haven't made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct, now the next half, let us become more serious. If the Nabi of Allah, the last 10 nights, despite every night in his life, making so much of ibadat, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would tie his lungi, make i'tikaf, showing his ummah that how serious these days are.
Once Ramadan goes, all the barakat we speak about, all that is finished. So it's the time to connect to Allah Ta'ala. And remember, Allah answers every single person's dua. Many times, Manana, please, you make dua. You're a buzrug, Manana. Everybody is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who's a muttar? And we terminate here. Muttar in Arabic means that person who is in distress, who's in pain, who's going through some suffering, some financial problem, some physical illness, some spiritual problem. He's going through some depression, whatever it may be. He is a muttar in Arabic. Allah says, who is the one who answers that muttar when he calls it? Only Allah. So we don't have, yes, asking pious people, ulama, mashallah, we should ask them for their duas. Ask masoom children for their duas. Nabi Sallam asked Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala, his sahabi, going for hajj or umrah. La tansana fi da'watik. Don't forget us. Ya ukhay, oh my beloved brother, don't forget us in your dua. So we ask people for dua. No problem. But ourselves, we are the best people, the person who's affected, his dua is most answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Ulama have mentioned, scholars have mentioned, sulaha have mentioned, when Allah subhanahu begins to love a person, Allah puts him onto dua. One brother had mentioned to me a few months ago, Manana, you'll make dua, you know, Hazrat Rahmatullah should make such nice dua. I should just listen and, you know, just carry on. He says, now, I realize what dua is. It's a way to raise my hands and just talk to my Allah. I just wait to communicate and talk to Allah Ta'ala in any language. Even a person who's deaf and dumb, person who's dumb, even he speaks with his heart. Allah listens and answers his dua also. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin subhanallahi bihamdi subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.